week, two state lawmakers voiced very different opinions on government spending. Their comments illustrate the depth of the divide over Alaska's fiscal and economic crisis.
Do you want a state that people move from, or do you want a state where people want to live? That's the question this year. If you're just going to cut $1 billion and sort of play to the soundbite game, you're going to cause a 10-year recession. Just admit that to your constituents.
That was Representative Les Guerra earlier this week at a press conference. He got his numbers from Northern Economics, a private consulting firm in Anchorage that presented to the legislature in early February. Jonathan King, the firm's vice president, said that a 10-year recession isn't really accurate, but that additional budget cuts will have an impact on the state's economy.
Whether or not we'll be in recession, that's not clear. But what is clear is that if we cut that $1 billion, we end up at a lower level of employment. And that's probably worth about 10,000 jobs above the 24,000 to 25,000 jobs that we expect to lose from 2015 until 2018 to 2019.
The other scenarios that King modeled don't look great either. Neither broad-based taxes nor cuts to the permanent fund will save the state from a few more years of steady job losses and recession. Senator Mike Dunleavy presented his budget plan on Thursday. It's even more aggressive than the Senate's budget proposal, which calls for $750 million in budget cuts.
You can reduce his budget. You can eliminate programs. You can reduce spending. I'm not going to pretend that it's not going to be politically difficult, because you will have constituent groups attached to some of these programs. And that should be a lesson for all of us, that it's a lot easier to grow government than it is to reduce it.
Dunleavy's proposal calls for $1.1 billion in cuts, which is about a 25% reduction from current government spending. That's essentially the scenario that King says would cost the state an additional 10,000 jobs.
It's a gradual reduction, which is important. It's not $1.1 billion in 1 year, because I think all of us would agree that that would be a shock to the economy. That would be very serious and could be detrimental. So what this plan does is it gradually reduces the spend in government over 4 years.
Dunleavy's proposal will keep the permanent fund dividend intact, which he says is an important part of generating economic activity. Whichever plan the legislature adopts, things don't look good for Alaska's economy, according to King.
When we talked with the legislature in the last couple of weeks, we were asked, how do you stop this recession in its tracks? And unfortunately, that is largely out of the hands of the state at this point. Really, the only thing that can turn us around is a substantial injection of money into the economy. And if you look at the Alaska economy, that has traditionally come from one of two things, government or the world oil market.
According to King, Alaska's economy will continue to shrink under any scenario. The question is, by how much? In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.